Hello everyone, welcome to the Tabitha Stories podcast. It's been a minute since my last episode, and I have missed chatting with you about everything interesting. So what's been keeping me away from the mic? Well, a few things actually. First off, scheduling interviews has been a bit of a challenge. Many of the folks I would love to chat with have been incredibly busy, which is totally understandable. But I am determined to bring you some amazing conversations. So I'm working hard to make it happen. On top of that, I've been thinking a lot about the direction of the podcast. I want to ensure that the stories I share align with my goals and vision for the show. It's important to me that each episode is meaningful and engaging, so I have been taking some time to curate the content carefully. But don't worry, I'm not leaving you hanging. To bridge the gap, I'm excited to introduce a summer series called My Summer of 2024. In this series, I'll share my summer experiences, including events and festivals I attend. I hope to give you a glimpse into my world and provide some entertaining content during this time. So stay tuned for the first episode of my summer of 2024 coming soon. As always, thanks for listening. Welcome to Tabitha Stories, everyone. We are delighted to have you here with us for our final episode featuring Caroline's story. In this episode, Caroline will be sharing her personal experience of a major setback and how it has influenced her perspective on life. As the episode unfolds, we will explore the topic of family relationships and listen to some heartfelt family stories. Caroline will also reflect on gratitude and share what she feels thankful for on this particular day. We hope that this episode will offer you a deeper understanding of the joys and complexities of family relationships and leave you feeling inspired and uplifted. And what would you say has been your biggest downfall?
One thing about my biggest downfall moment, before sharing with you on this podcast, I thought to myself how fortunate I am to not have anything instantly come to my mind. I do not think that I've had like one thing cause ultimate failure. Rather, I experienced a loss of love as of last year. My great grandma passed away at the age of 92, and I would say that her passing not only heavily impacted myself, but also my dad as well. And I think having to cope with grief and navigate a world without the person you love was a huge change for my family. But I think that with bad comes good, and that she has made our family closer. And I definitely wouldn't be where I am today without her. And I'm just thankful that I was able to live 22 years in her presence.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any stories of your It's your
great-grandma?
Great-grandma.
Yes, my great-grandma, yes. I have a bunch of stories with my great-grandma. She, as she got older, she was diagnosed with dementia, so she kind of lost control of her mind. She didn't really know what she was doing. She didn't really know who anyone was, so I kind of spent the last couple of years, I hung out with her, I took her on walks, we went out to eat, just kind of, you know, enjoying her last years of life. And I think One of the funniest stories, so my grandma was always very well-mannered. She was super strict. She was super healthy. She was always honest to making sure we were on our best behavior. And my cousin, I remember her, my cousin's from, she was living in LA at the time, and she came and visited, and my grandma, my cousin has a lot of tattoos on her arm. And my great-grandma looks at her, and she's like, "What's on your arm?" And my cousin's like, "Oh, like, these are tattoos." And then my great-grandma's like, "Well, you're going to hell for that. Like, how dare you get tattoos?" And I'm like, "Oh, my gosh. Like, you can't say that, Grandma." And then she looks over at me, and she's like, "This is why Caroline's my favorite." And I was like, "Oh, my." Like, she just had... She had no, like, no control of what she was saying. She just kind of blurted it out. And then on that same holiday, we got these bottles of, like, sparkling lemonade. Like, these huge bottles, you know, for all of us to share in, like, cups. And I just remember her grabbing the bottle, and she just starts chugging the bottle. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. She was funny. She definitely...
Yeah.
I have a lot of memories with her, but I just... When I think of most recently, it's always just funny memories that come to mind.
It sounds like you had a great grandma.
Yeah, she was awesome. I would always, like, play Uno with her, and she'd always put down the wrong color, and we'd just, like, play that game. We'd just continue it. It was always so fun. We'd go out to eat, and I remember one time my boyfriend came with us, and we were like, "Oh, like, what do you want to eat? Like, we can get you chicken, like, whatever you want to eat." And she just looks at us, and she's like, "You guys are annoying." And I'm like, oh, my gosh. She's funny. I mean, you just had to love her, like, the way she was.
I think it's kind of like, it's always good to have, you know, grandparents, because they show you so many. They have so much to show you.
Yeah.
And, it's always... impactful to have them in your life.
Yeah, like I said, I think I was pretty fortunate enough to live in her presence for 22 years, because I feel like a lot of people don't often get that experience with their great grandparents, especially because they're just so much older. So it was awesome that I got to be with her for so long.
Yeah, and how, well, you probably answered to me this question.
Yeah.
But right off your mind, like, just whatever comes to you at this moment.
Okay.
How has that experience shaped you? Knowing your great grandma.
Yeah, like I said, I wouldn't be where I was today without her. I think she definitely inspired me to. I don't know how to put it into words, but when I was spending so much time with her towards the end of her life, just that sense of, like, caregiving. I think that I really grew fond of that, and I think that's kind of why I want to be a teacher so bad, is because I feel the need to care for people, to be there for them. And I think that she kind of pushed me into that. And I would say that being a caregiver, that's definitely something that I've took from her.
That's good. And I can relate to what you were saying. I mean, not in the same sense.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I took away from my grandma was that one time I was... We say, you know, in El Salvador, there was a church, and I started going to the youth group.
Yeah.
And I'm in there, and, well, I let my brother and my stepbrothers, because I have a stepmom and I have a stepfamily.
Yeah.
And so I led them to church with me, and one day my grandma was like, you know, they called me in, and they're like, "Oh, you're going to speak in the sermon today."
Oh, wow.
And I was like 10, 11, and I'm like, okay, okay, I'm going to do it. And so I go in, and my grandma, she found out.
Mm-hmm.
But my grandma, she was non-religious.
Oh, okay.
She was very neutral.
Uh-huh.
But she was always very more education-oriented.
Yeah.
And so she came to me one day, and she was like, "Oh, you're going to be a priest."
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, those grandmas, they have no filter, I swear.
Yeah.
My great-grandma definitely was very vocal when it came to something that she did not like or did not approve of. So she made that clear.
And That's then,
awesome. Oh, my gosh. Would you even, like, how do you react to that?
Oh, I told her, oh, no, I'm not. I was like, I want to have a family, Grandma.
Yes. Oh, yeah, my gosh, Gustavo. Yeah. You're cracking me up.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
But it looks very nice outside. I mean, you can see the snow. It's getting more whiter.
I know. I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. I love the snow. I mean, this is the most it's snowed in Redding for a while. So It's nice. We're lucky to have this weather because it hardly ever snows here.
And what is one of your favorite classes this year?
Well, to be honest with you, Gustavo, I only have two classes this year, so I would say they're both pretty similar. So I have one curriculum, and it's called curriculum and instruction, and then I also have just elementary like teaching. It teaches us how to teach like English to elementary school students. So they're both kind of similar in their own ways because I'm getting experience observing, I'm practicing teaching, I'm writing lesson plans. So they're both kind of preparing me to become a teacher, and I would say that these are definitely the most beneficial classes I've took at Simpson, just because I'm getting so close to teaching and I'm honestly nervous about it, but I'm glad that I have these classes to help me get there. So both of them.
After you kind of like graduate, and there is probably somebody right now who probably wants to get into the field of that you're studying, what advice would you give to somebody who wants to pursue the field of study that you're going after?
I would say that I think one piece of advice that I would give to someone who wants to pursue a bachelor's degree in liberal studies is just discussing the benefits of the degree itself as a whole. Not only will having the degree in liberal studies help you develop a strong sense of ability, responsibility, working with children, but it also is very transferable with intellectual and practical skills in a real world setting. And I think that the degree is very broad, so that you can pretty much get a job in a lot of things by just having this degree. So yeah, I just talk about the benefits.
Yeah. And I think we all have misunderstood sometimes. What would you say is something that sometimes people misunderstand about you?
Yeah, like you said, I think with most people, it's easy to misjudge someone. So I would say that most people assume that because I'm such an extrovert, that I'm very confident and people-oriented. However, I do struggle with being confident and being around people. And I think that some of my best moments just involve being at home by myself and taking time alone.
Yeah, time alone is, I think, is one of the
important,
best things.
Important, yes. Especially like I was saying, being like a student athlete and working, it's definitely important. Just do the little things that you can, like watching a movie, taking a bath, sleeping even. Like, it's really important just to have time for yourself so you're not overwhelmed with life.
Yes. And would you say, are those some of the things that you do to find peace in your life?
Definitely. Yeah. I would say the biggest thing, like what makes me happy besides like school and outside of sports, I would say is hanging out with my family. I really like being outside. I love hiking. I love biking, going to the lake, anything that I can do to stay active. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome.
What about yourself? Do you like exploring the outdoors?
Yes, I like to go for long runs. That's how I find peace.
I know, I always see that. You should invite me. I mean, I'm running every day at 6 a.m., Gustavo. So if you want to run 6 miles every day, you know who to call.
I'll probably call you sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you go? Like, where have you ran to?
I go to Robofit.
Yes.
They have the sauna, and I like to go.
Of course, I go there too, Gustavo.
I start from there.
Yeah.
Then when I'm driving, I map locations.
You're looking around. Yeah.
I'm pinpointing things.
Yeah.
And today I'm like, okay, today I'm going to run for this long, go over here, come back, and then that's my run.
Yeah.
From here, from the school, I pinpoint a few places to go run, like one over here, going back to the gas station.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Then so you're kind of doing like a whole little loop around.
Yeah, like a whole little loop, and I don't know, I just pinpoint things. And
so you don't necessarily go for trails. You're more just around.
I just go. If I see a trail, I will follow it.
Yeah, because you could always do the river trail. I mean, that's 6 miles itself if you've ever been there.
I don't know which one is that.
The river trail is kind of, you know, where the Sundial Bridge is? Uh-huh. So if you kept running there, that's a whole 6 mile trail.
Yeah, I'll try that one.
Yeah, and I assume you've been to Shumi's Peak because my grandpa's probably took you. That's a good trail to run on. I mean, it's not as long, but it's nice for the hills and the endurance.
I don't want to get chased by a mountain lion.
You would think as a wrestler, Gustavo, you wouldn't be afraid of mountain lions.
Yeah, but I am.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we actually, my grandparents, they used to live off Airport Road. I don't know if you know where that is, but
Airport Road.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, where? Basically near kind of Peter Chu's, but not. So there's a bunch of like woods and trees. And I remember one time we all were spending the night there, and then they're like, "Oh my gosh!" Like they're like panicking. I'm like, "Oh my gosh! Like what's going? Like what's on, going on?" And it turns out there was a huge mountain lion just sitting in their tree, like right outside the house. So we had to call like animal control, and they actually had to like shoot it down and then get it out because it was huge. I think we made the newspaper with that.
Yeah.
So you definitely would not have liked that, Gustavo, if you were there.
It's a good way to make the newspaper.
I know, right?
Yeah, definitely. And as the story comes to an end, I want to thank you for being part of the podcast and for you to make time.
Of course,
to be in the show. And this is our last question of the show.
Okay. And I'm ready.
This is, what are you grateful for today?
Yeah, so I'm really grateful for my parents. They've done nothing but support me and push me to chase my dreams, and I just love them very much, and I'm glad that I have the relationship that I have with them today. So
yeah.
I would say my parents for sure.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Thank you very much for being part of the podcast, and it's been a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
Our three-episode series where Caroline shared her story has come to an end. It was a wonderful experience having her here in the podcast, and I feel grateful to have had the opportunity to learn more about her. Caroline's future as a teacher looks very promising, and I am confident that she will have a positive impact on the lives of the next generation.